People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. When they feel you care, then they'll buy from you because that will set you apart from the competition.
Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cotter.
I am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're taking the time to hopefully up-level your sales career or your sales team by listening to podcasts like this. Hopefully you've subscribed. If not, make sure to subscribe. And if you like this, leave a rating and a review. And in this episode, I am going to address some sales-related questions to try to help everybody in sales do more, be more, and sell more with their career and achieve their goals. Now, let's go ahead and jump into this episode. Today's question comes from James DeTavio. Hopefully I said that right. And his question that he submitted to me via LinkedIn is, if you are selling the exact same product, same specs and everything, pricing is very similar, and we've all been there where it's just apples to apples, how do you get the prospective client to buy you, in quotes, other than the obvious answer of building rapport? And first off, thank you, James, for this question. I love it. And it really plays into kind of my thoughts around some sales success fundamentals and how sales should be done. And so for this here, my answer and my experience is that the key is, like you said, getting them to buy you, because it all comes down to relationships. But how do you do that more than rapport? So a lot of times salespeople lean too much on the rapport and hope that if they like the salesperson enough, the prospect will want to buy from them if they see them as a friend. And that's good, except you always have to be careful not to enter the pure friend zone, because generally people don't like to do business with somebody who is a friend. They want somebody who they can trust, right? And somebody they can respect. So rapport is very important. I think that's a critical first step in that relationship to move that conversation forward. Now, obviously we're talking about a prospect who's qualified. It's a good fit. Like, what they need is what you have to sell. How do you differentiate yourself? How do you make it so that you can build that relationship so they see you? The key is using lots of questions. So the second step in my sales fundamental process is empathy on the way to trust. And really the goal is for them to trust you. How do they do that? By seeing that you actually care about them and that you're different. How do you do that? Asking lots of questions and then actually listening, using active listening to listen more than you're talking and get the prospect discussing their situation, their life, their challenges, their pain, their goals, whatever it is relative to what you're selling. Is you want to get them talking a lot. A lot of salespeople I have found make the mistake of making it about themselves. So they're talking about themselves, they're talking about their company, and they're trying to force that differentiation. They're trying to force how they're better in an apples to apples comparison than the competition. And that doesn't work, because then it seems like you're pushing someone, and most people don't like to be pushed. Hey, it's Jason here. We'll be right back to the podcast. But first, are you ready to change the way you view your selling role and become a sales professional? Do you have a team that is hungry for new ways to improve and grow? If so, I have various coaching and consulting programs available that might be great tools to help you achieve your goals. To learn more about the ways we can work together and to book your free sales power call, go to jasoncutter.com. Now let's get back to the episode. People like to buy. They don't like to be sold to, for the most part. They like to be helped. They want to get somebody who's a professional to help move them forward, but what they don't want to be is pushed, and they don't want to be bombarded with monologues and brochure stuff and just information about how you're better. It literally makes salespeople sound desperate and bad. Like, again, I use this analogy a lot, but think about courtship and dating. And if there's somebody you just met and you want to go further in that relationship, maybe go on a date and see if it's a good fit. If you come at that conversation just talking about how amazing you are and how great you are, it's not going to work. And I see people do that with their sales process. They break all those rules we wouldn't do in social situations that we know don't work. So talking about yourself, your business, your award, words, your company, all of those things, it has a place, but not up front. You want to get them talking as much as possible at the deepest level by asking lots of questions. When you do that, they will feel like you actually want to help them. Remember this one line. This is the key, is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. When they feel you care, then they'll buy from you because that will set you apart from the competition. How do you do that? Ask lots of questions and then actually listen and make everything about them and not yourself. And you will go much further in those conversations. So hopefully that helps. Thanks, James, again for that question. Are you looking for a way to increase your selling effectiveness, break through plateaus, and achieve your financial goals through sales? When you use the Authentic Persuasion Method, you will transform from order taker to quota breaker. If you're ready to become an authentic persuader, go to jasoncutter.com to download the free ebook. And if you want to get help on getting there even quicker for yourself or your sales team, set up your free sales power call and I will give you some tips and strategies to help in your conversations and also make recommendations on ways that we can work together. When you're ready, go to jasoncutter.com. Again, jasoncutter.com. You can find all the links you need at jasoncutter.com and also set up your free sales power call. And no matter what, keep in mind that everything in life is sales and people remember the experience you gave them.